Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, and welcome to Pregnancy Confidential, week 15. I'm not fat. I'm pregnant. Pregnancy Confidential is a girlfriend-to-girlfriend real talk podcast from the folks at Parents Magazine, where we have your back and your bump through all 40 weeks. I'm Dana Points, the editor-in-chief of Parents, and I'm a mom of two, so I've been through this twice. And I remember it pretty well. It's an amazing, special time. And with me today is
Kara Corridan. I'm the health director at Parents. I, too, have two children.
And
I'm Chandra Turner, the executive editor of Parents, and I have two kids. So I've been through it. I loved being pregnant. I loved it. In fact, when my best friend, who couldn't get pregnant for a third time because she had so much trouble, I said, I'll have it. I'll carry the baby. I love it. My husband thought I was crazy.
Yeah, I love think pregnancy. You're crazy.
Yeah, me too. But we have other
evidence. It
wasn't
evidence. That fun.
So on this episode, we're going to cover all you need to know about week 15 of pregnancy. We're calling it the I'm not fat, I'm pregnant period. In other words, it's that time when we remember it well. Nothing fits right, except you feel pretty good in old leggings and your stretchiest tank top. And whether or not you have a bump seems to depend on what you ate for lunch that day. Mm. So it can make for all kinds of ambiguities and uncertainties when you're out there in the world and, let's say, trying to get a seat in mass transit. But before we dig in, let's start by talking about how big your baby is. Let's see what we've got this week. A gala apple or a micro chihuahua. Google it, Chandra.
How big is micro chihuahua?
It's micro size. Like a chihuahua, but
it's smaller. Like gala apple size.
Exactly.
Right. Your iPhone, maybe?
Yeah.
Your iPhone?
I was thinking iPhone 4 or 4S.
Yes, it has to be a smaller
right.
one.
Not
the 6.
Or whatever
next,
that's
next
called.
Next week, you'll be an S.
Yeah.
Right. So if you want more details on what your baby is doing this week, be sure to sign up for our daily pregnancy email at parents.com/pregnancydaily, and we'll give you the scoop. So coming up in a moment, we're going to discuss how you deal with pregnancy, body, no man's land. But first, a word from our sponsor.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right, back to the show. So with the second trimester comes that baby bump, finally, or does it? 15 weeks can feel like pregnancy no man's land. Either you have the beginnings of a big, beautiful bump, or your belly is barely there. Sometimes it can be hard to feel really pregnant and not just porky. Ooh. Bad choice of words. Did I ever tell you that Porky was one of my nicknames when I was...
When you were pregnant?
No, when I was a kid.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. That's another episode.
That's a completely different podcast about my inner emotional life. Never mind. Okay, so when she was pregnant with her second baby, Kim Kardashian tweeted that she was secretly happy about rumors that she was faking her pregnancy since it meant she was so skinny. Up until 20 weeks, right, when she wrote, well, can't hide it now, so... I mean, do you remember, Chandra, when did you feel like your pregnancy was more of a bump than bloat?
When I couldn't button that top button, you know?
Were you using the rubber band yet, or had you not learned about that?
No. I hadn't learned about that because I didn't work at Parents at the time. Mm-hmm. So I didn't have those little tricks. But so instead, it was just, like, flopped open. And then it's interesting. It was like, it doesn't matter how hard you try. It is so hard. Like, you cannot get it to work.
Yeah.
And then you do kind of feel fat. You just feel like you ate like a bunch of pasta.
Yeah.
But you don't look significantly fat enough for somebody to like, you know, give
Nobody's
you the seat on the bus.
Say anything.
Right. No way.
Yeah.
But I totally owned it. Like once I was getting fatter, I was like, dude, like this is awesome.
It
like
feels
I
can so eat good.
All. Yeah.
So just let it all
let
hang out.
Let it all hang out. So I don't know about Kim, but you know, I loved it.
I think what's funny about Kim is that she wears such tight clothing and didn't she also say in this same pregnancy, I feel like an effing whale? Like
skin-tight clothes and then maybe you'll be all right.
I mean, she really, you know, she should wear whatever she wants to wear. But I think if you're wearing skin-tight clothing, you're going to feel a little heavier than if you were taking the page out of my Empire Wasted Everything book.
Yeah. Right. Although this is the time when, I mean, depending on where you're working, you might still be kind of a little bit undercover.
Yes. Yes.
In which case, you don't want to wear those Empire waists just yet. But
yeah,
most women by this
role point,
we're out there where we've owned it. You know, it seems like earlier and earlier now, people are willing to disclose that they're pregnant. So, but do you think that there's such a thing as fat shaming during pregnancy?
Totally. Especially with celebrities. It's horrible. I would never want to be a pregnant celebrity because I feel like their standard is they have to look exactly the same or as close. They're not allowed to look different.
Right. Or they have to have this like cute little bump that's only in the front. I mean, my bump was like a back bump. It was a side bump.
Yeah.
It was a butt bump.
And they still have to wear heels. So the total round on heels.
Yeah. I just don't think they're allowed to look like they're pregnant beyond that cute little, you wouldn't know unless you saw, you know, you would never know from the back or sometimes even the side.
Right. Now, I definitely remember having a little bit of bump envy, like that there were, as I said, my bump was like all over. I was bumpy all over. You know, I gained quite a bit of weight. I think maybe by the end of it, I had gained 40 pounds the first time I had a baby. And so I remember there were those women who had those cute little bumps that only you couldn't tell from the back they were pregnant. I definitely had a little bit of that bump envy.
Anytime there's anyone in our office, I'm complimenting them, but I'm saying it in such a wistful tone. I'm just like, you look really good.
Right. You look way too good.
I felt this way, and it was confirmed to me by my mother that I looked completely uncomfortable, and she might have even used the word unnatural. I just looked uncomfortable, and I was uncomfortable. Maybe not at this stage, but as it went on. So, yeah, I still have it. I still have bump envy.
I had bathing suit bump envy because bathing suits are hard, especially at this stage, because you just look like you have an extra roll.
Yeah.
You know? And then, like, there's people that could go, and they have these giant pregnancy boobs and their bikini, and then they had this perfect little bump. Like, that was the envy that I had.
I was lucky because it was March around the time for both of my pregnancies. It was not bathing suit weather.
Yes. So if you can plan it, women. Plan it so you're not at the height of your pregnancy.
Chances are, if you're listening to this,
it's too late.
That ship has sailed.
Yeah. Next one.
Talk about week 15. So there's a huge range right now of bumps. So I would say from experience, don't be comparing your bump to your friend's bump because that just doesn't ever end well. You know, some people are not really going to look pregnant, really, even at this stage, probably, especially if it's your first time. Like, everything happens faster with the second pregnancy. But I read that in London, on the tube, they give you baby on board buttons if you're pregnant because it's something that signifies you're definitely pregnant in that time when the bump is a little an ambiguous bump.
Yeah.
I know I definitely sometimes wanted to wear a sign at this stage that said I'm pregnant because, you know, I was working out most of the time and I was working really hard to stay in shape. And then there, the sudden, woo, my body's out of control.
Yes. I don't know if I would want one of those buttons at this stage because if I barely looked pregnant, I just look kind of out of shape or something. I don't know that I'd want someone to give up their seat for me. I think I'd feel self-conscious wearing a button.
A button.
Yeah.
Right. So clothing. Around now, you know, you're probably thinking about whether it's time to go down to one of those maternity stores and check out some clothes. If you haven't been yet, you're going to encounter the fake bump.
Mm.
They always have them
in
the fitting
things.
Room.
Yeah.
You can put it on and then you can try on the maternity clothes and see what you're going to look like, you know, when you're like 30 weeks or 35 weeks. You know, do that now before you're too tired to really enjoy shopping. And I would say the same thing for registering. You're going to start to think about registering soon. Do it while you still have the energy.
this is a great time. Actually, I think that I had my entire nursery done by like 4 months.
Oh, wow.
Because I had so much energy.
And yeah, you're an overachiever.
Well, yeah. You know, of course, there's like lots of, you know, customs where you're not supposed to do that because it's bad luck. But thankfully, I don't, you know,
subscribe to any of them.
But I had so much energy and so much excitement, especially with my first pregnancy, that I was so ready. And I bought all kinds of maternity clothes, you know, that I never, some of them I never really filled out completely. The second pregnancy I did, but the first pregnancy I didn't.
They're expensive.
So they are expensive. They're crazy expensive. But I wore them for a good 6 months after the pregnancy as well. So they did get, you know, I did get some mileage out of them.
So if your friends haven't already descended on you with bags of clothes, put out the bulletin, take what you can get from your friends, and then fill in around the margins with, like, the great new hot color of the season or something that you are going to be willing to spend the money for.
Yeah. You'll never get out of those pregnancy jeans. Yeah. You will want to wear them when the kid is five, I promise you.
I had a friend who gave me 2 bags of clothes. Her kids were born around the same time I was due. And she said, you're not going to need these now. These would be huge on you now. I was like, okay. I took them home. I pulled them out. I'm like, I feel like this would not be huge on me right now. And I like slid on the jeans. I'm like, they're fine.
They feel great.
They're fine.
So do you feel more pudgy than pregnant at 15 weeks? Or are you full bump ahead? Listeners, we want you to tweet us at Parents Magazine with the hashtag Pregnancy Confidential. So this week's Relax, You Got This topic is about vivid pregnancy dreams. They might be wacky or scary and can feed your worries about motherhood. I know I certainly had them. Sometimes they make you kind of question your sanity. They're definitely the weirdest dreams I've ever had in my life. So do you guys remember, Kara, did you have any weird pregnancy dreams?
I had vivid childbirth dreams, like prepping for childbirth, about to go into childbirth. And I don't feel like our audience
needs to hear about
my nightmares.
Early, though, like when you were newly pregnant?
Yes.
Yeah. So it started well before childbirth.
Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting.
I can't say I remember any wacky dreams. I want to hear what yours are. But had recurring, like seriously, they're wheeling me into some room. It wasn't based on anything real except all my fears.
Yeah.
So
I love this one from Jessica Simpson, though. Apparently, she had tweeted that, oh my God, y'all, I had a daydream that my vagina had ate a bag of Skittles.
What's a daydream about? Like, why is it a daydream?
No, that's
was
even
she asleep?
That's
weirder.
Was she awake?
Don't admit that.
Oh, right. You don't have any excuse to have a daydream.
I hope she was sleeping during the day and that really
yes.
was.
Yeah, I never had any of that creepy.
No, I did. I had like the animal, like giving birth to a kitten, kind of, which is a very common dream. Hey, there's nothing wrong with me.
A baby chihuahua, perhaps?
No, it was not
chihuahua.
A chihuahua.
Oh, micro.
micro
an
chihuahua.
iPhone. No.
But Siri
wait,
comes
if it's
out.
Common, what does it signify?
I don't know. I just know that I've read about other stories about people giving birth to animals.
Wow.
But I mean, I'm allergic to cats. It's kind of weird, right?
Oh.
Maybe that's
Freudian
thing.
Yes, sure it is.
Right.
You're afraid you are going to be allergic to motherhood.
My baby. But seriously, pregnancy dreams are totally normal. And like almost every weird thing that happens during pregnancy, you can blame it on, dun-dun-dun, everybody together.
Hormones.
Right?
I was going to say, the husband.
Yeah. No, that's for after pregnancy. You're sleeping more, and so you're dreaming more. It's just, you know, you put more minutes in on the pillow, and you're going to have more dreams. And then all those annoying times when you have to wake up to pee, and if it's not happening to you yet at 15 weeks, just get ready. Memorize that path to the bathroom. That means you're waking up more, and so you're more likely to remember what you were dreaming about. So just relax, right? I haven't really had memorable, dramatic dreams since because, let's face it, after you have the baby, you're just so tired for quite a while that, you know, it takes a while to get that creative corner of your brain active again where you can generate some good dreams. But just rest assured, write them down. It might be something fun to entertain your child with after the child is born and can have a conversation with you because it's all part of the story of your pregnancy. That's it for Pregnancy Confidential for now. Our producer is Laura Mayer. Thanks to Laura and to Andy Bowers at Panoply for making this whole shindig happen. Please let us know what you think of the show. You'll find us on Twitter at Parents Magazine, Facebook at facebook.com, Parents Magazine, or Instagram at, you guessed it, Parents Magazine. And if you like the show, please tell a friend, subscribe to us in iTunes and Stitcher or your favorite podcast app. And don't forget to leave us a rating or a comment when you subscribe. It helps other people discover our show. The beauty of this pregnancy podcast is that unlike other podcasts, you don't need to wait a week for the next episode. If you'd like a sneak peek of what's in the weeks ahead for you, you can listen right now.